You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Welcome into the Maize and Brew Pick'em Podcast, brought to you by Maize and Brew on the SB Nation Podcast Network. I am Luke Giardi, joined as always by Von Lozon and Scotty White as we head into week 12, just 2 weeks left in the regular season, and we finally have a change at the top of the leaderboard. I was able to go 5-3 last week, whereas Von went 4-4. That puts me one game ahead. I'm sitting at 50-37-1. Vaughn at 49-38-1. Scotty, he went 5-3 last week, sits four games behind me, 3 games behind Vaughn at 46-41-1, shaping up for a great end to the regular season. What's up, boys? How are we doing here tonight?
Good. Despite being in second place now, is this how it's felt this entire year, Luke?
It has, man. You just continue to chase. You know, you're like a dog chasing the ambulance. You know what I'm saying?
Oh man! I'm chasing after you now. I gotta get my crown back. We got a lot of interesting picks this week, so we'll see what happens. But I'm gonna be chasing after it. That's for sure. Just one game behind. So Scotty, you got some catching up to do, my man. How are you feeling about these picks this week?
Yeah, I think I've been in last place for a while, but I'm just hanging around. You know, I'm not out of it yet. Another week last week where it just wasn't anything special, but it was still a winning week. So I haven't had that one yet that's killed me. Knock on wood, hope it doesn't happen this week. But I don't know. I mean, I've just been hanging around. I feel like one of these times I'm going to have a breakthrough week and pull ahead. So maybe this is the time.
That's literally all it takes. I mean, I look to me in week 10. I went 7-1, ended up, you know, tying it up with Vaughn, and here I am getting one on him last week, man. All it takes is a huge week. That's how close we are, and that's why this is going to be very, very exciting. Good news is we're all above 500, so we're not a bunch of losers on this podcast anyway. We got that going for us. But we're gonna start out in the Pac-12. Interesting spread here. Number 3, Oregon travels to number 23, Utah, but it is Utah that is the favorite. 3-point favorites. Vaughn, I will start with you.
I'm going with the Utes, baby. It's at home for Utah. This is a huge matchup. They've been doing pretty well as of late. They snuck into the college football playoff top 25. They're at number 23 right now, and if you're a fan of college football, as we all are, we know that these top four in the college football playoff rankings, the initial ones, they don't last super long, and there haven't really been many changes up to this point. So I'm going with Utah to win, to cover that spread, and to get Oregon out of the college football playoff.
Scotty, how about you, man?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with Oregon here. I think they have been playing better at the beginning of the season. I watched them against Cal. They didn't look great. I was definitely expecting them to have another loss but at this point. But honestly, the biggest reason that I think that Oregon is going to win and cover is because I want Utah to win. So I feel like because of that, they won't. So I'm going with Oregon.
I actually like Utah here as well. And the reasoning is that pretty much similar to what Vaughn had mentioned, you know, about the history of the college football playoff. I don't have any nuggets on that. I just know it always seems to work out for them. You know, like if there's ever any controversy surrounding the college football playoff, it always seems to work out for the committee. You know, right now, Cincinnati on the outside looking in. History tells us one or two of these teams is going to lose. And if Cincinnati wins out, you know, all the controversy is going to go away for the college football playoff. I think the first domino to fall there is Oregon. I like Utah at home, like Vaughn said, playing very well to cover the 3 points here this week. We head to the Big 12. Iowa State, bit of a disappointing season for the Cyclones up to this point, but can really put an exclamation point on it as they travel to Norman to take on number 13 Oklahoma. 3.5 point favorites are the Sooners. Scotty, who do you like?
Yeah, I like Oklahoma here. And even if Oklahoma wins and covers, Iowa State can still be the best versions of themselves that they can be. And that's all that matters for Matt Campbell, I guess, according to his press conference this week. But Oklahoma's coming off their first loss of the season. I think they're going to bounce back strong and cover that spread.
How about you, Vaughn? Who do you like?
I was just laughing at that throughout that entire mute, man. That was good, Scotty.
Thank you.
that press conference was wild. Could you imagine if he were Michigan's head coach and he said that? I mean, my God, he would
that
be.
Would not
be
really well.
No, it would not. Not for literally anybody. But I'm actually going to go with Oklahoma as well. I think they're going to bounce back from their game last week against Baylor, which I believe we all correctly picked that one. Last week. So I'm going to go with the Sooners and we'll see if Luke goes 3 for 3 here on this one. What do you got, Luke?
Absolutely. Boomer Sooner on this one. Reasoning for this is not a statistical one. Kind of like the last one here in the sense that, look, if you go full Butch Jones champions of life, you're not in a good spot as a football team. And I don't think Iowa State is going to rally similar to what Scotty mentioned. That tells me all I need to know about the mentality of this team right now is they're not really playing for anything. And Matt Campbell, I'm not really sure if that's a motivational tactic or anything like that. But generally, it means you're not in a good spot as a football team, as it wasn't when Butch Jones did the infamous Champions of Life when he was at Tennessee. So I like Oklahoma to bounce back here. Still a lot to play for the Sooners because, well, another loss, and who knows what happens in the last week. They could find themselves out of the Big 12 championship game. So I think the Sooners end up covering the 3.5 here this week. Nebraska traveling to Wisconsin to take on the Badgers, and Wisconsin 9-point favorites at Camp Randall. Vaughn, who do you like?
This is finally the week that Nebraska doesn't cover a spread. I'm taking Wisconsin. Graham Mertz has really turned his season around at the quarterback position for Wisconsin. Their running game is finally starting to get going as well, and their defense is still among the best, not only in just the conference, but in the entire country. I think they are going to win pretty handily at home. I'm going to take Wisconsin.
All right, Scotty, who do you like?
Yeah, I'm going with Wisconsin too, and it does feel like a risky pick because Nebraska has been able to keep it close in all their games. Their biggest loss of the season is 9 points to Ohio State. But Wisconsin has looked a lot better since their loss to Michigan. Being at home too, I think that this is that first game where Nebraska is going to get a pretty tough loss. So I'm going to go with Wisconsin to cover this one.
Outside of a touchdown, I like the Cornhuskers here this week, +9. I do think that they cover. Like we mentioned, man, a lot of close losses. 3-point loss to Michigan, the 7-point loss to Minnesota, 5-point loss to Purdue, just a 9-point loss last week to Ohio State. It's been a heartbreaking campaign for Nebraska. Could have had a couple more wins in there for sure, but they like to keep it tight. Adrian Martinez adds a little something that Wisconsin hasn't really played. I mean, you look at Wisconsin, they haven't really played an offense with a pulse since they went to Purdue back on October 23rd. Iowa, Rutgers, Northwestern, horrible offensive teams in their last three games, so I think it's making them look a little better than Wisconsin just might be. I like Nebraska to keep this one close and stay within the number of 9. ACC action number 10, Wake Forest. They traveled to Clemson. Tigers, 4.5-point favorites over the Demon Deacons. Vaughn, who do you like?
I've been going back and forth between this one. I usually have one or two where I'm just, you know, do I do this? Do I do that? I'm going to go with Wake Forest at the end of the day. I mean, Clemson, let's be real. They've been awful this season compared to what they've been over the last few years. Wake Forest defense isn't anything to write home about, but I think their offense is going to get it done. I'll take Wake Forest and just hope and pray that this doesn't come back to bite me in the butt.
How about you, Scotty?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Wake Forest too. I wouldn't be surprised if Clemson wins, but their defense is still really impressive. I was surprised though that the line's 4.5. I was expecting maybe if they were going to be favored, have it be 2.5 or something along those lines. So even if they win, I think it won't be by more than a field goal. So I'm going to go with Wake Forest to cover this one.
This is one of those lines that feels like a trap line. It doesn't make any sense why Clemson is 4.5-point favorites over Wake Forest. I don't think there's one single thing that you can really point to say why on earth would Clemson be 4.5-point favorites. Generally, in my experience, that means you side with Vegas because they happen to know a little bit more than you. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to side with Vegas. I'm going to take the Tigers -4.5 at home because, again, it makes no sense why that line's there. I think a lot of money's going to go on Wake Forest +4.5, and the house always wins. So give me the Tigers. Back to the Big 12. Number 11, Baylor coming off the big week against Oklahoma last week. They travel to take on Kansas State. Kansas State, 1-point favorite, Scotty.
Yeah, this one's interesting. I didn't even realize until I saw this game that Kansas State is having a sneaky good season at 7-3, and they've won 4 in a row, too, so they're looking better. But I think I'm still going to go with Baylor here. This one has been tough. I've been going back and forth. But Baylor just got a great win last week against Oklahoma. I think they're still riding high from that one. So I'm going to go with Baylor to go into K-State and get the win.
Who do you like, Vaughn?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Baylor, too. I agree with Scotty. I didn't realize how good of a season Kansas State had had until I was kind of looking into these games. They hadn't lost at home in about a month, and that was to that Iowa State team that we just talked about. But played Oklahoma tough, had a really close win at Texas Tech, and beat West Virginia, very decent team there as well. But I'm going to go with Baylor here just because they've been riding that hot streak, got that big win against Oklahoma last week. I think they're going to continue that momentum.
Yeah, I like Baylor as well. I feel like this is a team that's just been getting disrespected all year. When we look at these Vegas lines, man, no matter who they play, it seems like they happen to be an underdog, even though they just keep winning football games, man. 5-2 in the Big 12, 8-2 overall. Nice win over Oklahoma, just a tough loss to TCU the week before, but some really nice wins on the resume. Give me the Baylor Bears going to Kansas State and coming away with the victory. A couple of teams having disappointing seasons, particularly for UCLA, given how they started on the year. They are 3-point favorites on the road to USC in the Coliseum. Vaughn, who do you like?
Yeah, it's not even really a road game, if we're being honest. I'm going to take UCLA to cover this one pretty easily. USC has just been a train wreck this entire season, really, but especially over the last few weeks. UCLA, they had a win last week against Colorado, came close against Oregon, but then just got mollywopped by Utah a couple weeks ago. But I think they're going to come back. I think they should be able to beat USC pretty easily. At 3 points is a little low for me. I would have expected at least a touchdown, so I will take the Bruins gladly.
How about you, Scotty?
Yeah, I'm taking UCLA too. Like Bond said, it's not really a road game. And yeah, I mean, USC's season has just been, like Bond said again, an absolute train wreck. So yeah, I mean, both of these teams have been a little inconsistent, as well as most of the Pac-12. But I just trusted UCLA a little bit more to get it done, so I'll go with the Bruins.
Yeah, at the end of the day, the factor for me is USC quarterback Slovis here, man. He turns it over, 11 touchdowns to just 8 interceptions, whereas that's gonna hurt you. You know, UCLA takes a little bit better care of the football, particularly from the quarterback position. Other than that, metrics are pretty similar, but I think turnover is going to be the difference in this game. I like UCLA to cover 3 in the same city as USC. As you guys mentioned, it's a home game for both teams. Let's be honest here. As we go to the Big Ten, where this is not going to be a home game for Michigan State. Number 7, Sparty. They travel to take on number 4, Ohio State. Huge number here. Buckeyes 19-point favorites at the shoe, Scotty.
Yeah, very interesting seeing a top 10 matchup with a 19-point spread. But this game, I think Ohio State is better and Michigan State is worse than they were in 2015. But the game reminds me a lot of it. Very similar implications, same week of the season. Everybody thought Ohio State was going to win that one. And I'm not saying I don't think Michigan State's really going to be that close in this one. I think Ohio State will probably win around 14, but I'll still have Michigan State cover because that's just a huge spread.
How about you, Vaughn?
Yeah, it is a big spread for sure, but I am going to go with Ohio State to cover that spread simply because their offense is the best in the conference. Michigan State hasn't played an offense like that. They have 3 NFL wide receivers. They have C.J. Stroud throwing them the ball. They have a future NFL running back, Travion Henderson. I could just go on and on and on about this Ohio State offense. And Michigan State's defense, we all know how bad their secondary is. Cade McNamara threw for 1,000 yards on him a few weeks ago. So C.J. Stroud should be able to throw for at least infinity yards this Saturday. So I'm going to go with Ohio State.
Yeah, I like Sparty to cover this one, man. That is a monster spread, as we mentioned at the end of the day. Michigan State's a pretty good football team, man. They've got some speed. I understand the secondary isn't exactly what Spartan fans would like, but they find ways to keep games close. They score. You know, I'm a little bit worried about Ohio State's defense as well, as much as I'm worried about Michigan State's defense here, because that's a Michigan State offense that's explosive at times, and they can put up some points. I think they keep it within 3 touchdowns. They keep it within the 19. Finally, number 6, Michigan, 14.5-point favorites as they travel out east to take on Maryland, Vaughn.
Yeah, Maryland has just been such a disappointment this season. I was picking them pretty often at the beginning of the year. They had a quality win against West Virginia and beat Illinois, who had beat Nebraska. And then everything kind of just went downhill from there after that Iowa game. They've won one game since then. That was the barn burner 38-35 win at home against Indiana, who is just an awful football team this season. So I think Michigan goes to Maryland, covers very easily. I wouldn't be shocked if they walk out of there winning by 25-ish points. So I'm going to take Michigan.
Scotty, how you feeling about the game?
Yeah, I'm going to take Michigan as well. You know, the big one's next week against Ohio State. So they got to stay focused on the task at hand. But yeah, I mean, Maryland, I liked what I saw the first 4 weeks. But yeah, I mean, their season has gone down the toilet since. They have not looked good. And yeah, Indiana, obviously not a good football team this year, so that win, not impressive at all. I think that Michigan should cover this one pretty easily.
Yeah, you know, this particular group that Michigan's got, man, they really seem to have a good collective head on their shoulders. You know, they seem to be focused on the task at hand. Like, understanding that you have to beat Ohio State, but understand you need to get to that game first. You know, the comments after the Michigan State loss that they're going to win out and they're going to go to the Big Ten championship game. Got to get this one. So I think they're going to be extremely focused here this week, and I think they are going to roll the Terrapins. Give me Michigan covering the 14.5 out on the East Coast. So those are 8 picks here this week. Odds brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. So make sure to get those bets in, but please gamble responsibly. Scotty, where can we find you on social media, my man?
You guys can find me on Twitter at @ScottyWhite_. And also just wanted to let all the listeners know that I was featured on the Bleacher Report betting account this week for my upset pick of UMKC. So, you know, you can trust my picks if you want to. Just kidding. Just kidding. I wouldn't.
How about you, Vaughn?
Well, I've never been featured on Bleacher Report for any upset pick, but if you want to roll with me, go for it. I'm not advocating that whatsoever, but you can follow me on Twitter at Vaughn_Lozon. Give Maize and Brew a follow and like, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff. We're all there. And give us 5-star reviews. We'd really appreciate that as well.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at Luke Ghiardi, LukeGhiardi. I also have not been featured on BR Betting, but I've got a better record than these two, so you know where the butter is, or the bread is buttered. You know what I'm saying? So you can find me on Twitter, like I said, at Luke Ghiardi. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave a review for all of our podcasts, as we have so much fun. Subscribe to the Maize and Brew YouTube page as well. For my partners, Vaughn Lozon and Scotty White, I'm Luke Ghiardi, and we'll see you next week on the Maize and Brew Pick 'em Pod.